And I said from January, now's the best time to buy, or sorry, March. It was in March. Now's the best time to buy unless you're going to be a cash buyer until at least until for the next year, year and a half. Right. And because everyone, you know, you get mixed information because a lot of lenders out there, I don't even fault them, but a lot of lenders will make the case of why it's a good time to buy. So they'll say rates are coming down or it's really not doing a whole lot right now coming down wise. It did come down quite a bit from like January, February. Like it came down, but then it went back up. But it's not going to come. I said it's not going to come down until the end of the year because Jerome Powell continues to come out and say, like, this can't happen, you know, like there's no, and if you just look at what's going on with inflation, like if you kind of understand that, it's like, it's going to be a while before rates really are allowed to come down to fit what they're trying to do with inflation, you know?
Sure.
Cause it's like, they're not like unemployment isn't really going up yet. Like crazy. Again, like it's usually unemployment and interest rates. So being said, what happens when rates go up? Prices go down. And so why I said it's the best time to buy now until the end of the year is like, for one, rates are going to continue to go up. So your monthly payments going to continue getting higher and higher for the same piece of property, which you can refinance later on. So that's really not the end of the world, but it just becomes less affordable to get the house that you really like because you're DTI.
Yeah.
So being said, especially in March, you're able, and now too, there are, I am seeing some properties have multiple offers, but you still have a little bit of leverage to come in and negotiate. Really depends on the house at this point in time, because again, it's getting hotter. People got their tax returns, refunds. I said returns. People got their tax refunds and school's out. So people are going to be moving. But anyways, it gets a little bit more competitive when that happens, but March, you especially, you have more room to negotiate. And then at the end of the day, since rates have gone up consistently over a period of time, prices of homes come down because there's that inverse relationship. So you're getting a better deal on the actual asset with a rate that you can go in and change once that comes out. Like you can change the rate. You can't change what you bought it for. So waiting for prices to kind of correct themselves, I think is a good time. And then now being said, while I say that, I do think rates are going to continue to go up till the end of the year. So if that is to happen, then prices will, especially in the fall, winter, come down a little bit if that happens, which means like for a cash buyer who's not affected by the interest rate, you're going to get a good deal.
For sure.
Does all that make sense?
Yeah, it does. It makes a lot of sense. I you know, for 3 years, our price has been going up, right? It's been difficult. We've gone from a market where it's tough to win to a market now that if you can now negotiate. And you can negotiate a lot of things, even in homes that have multiple offers. We're not seeing anyone going, you know, 5% and 10% over. You know, that's a big change. So you can adjust the terms that without having to, you know, break the buyer in order to make it work. And there are a lot of terms you can, you know, set up and negotiate with the seller, and they'll consider that over even slightly higher prices. That's part of negotiating. Getting a good quality agent in your corner will greatly improve your chances when you're struggling on trying to win homes.
So. Yeah, we've been winning over here. So you got to give us a call. Yeah. True West Realty Group.
There you go. Call Weston. He's winning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like you're winning too.
I typically don't lose.
Yeah.
I'll say it that way. I typically don't lose.
Is that okay? I was going to ask you that too. Is that a, do you just kind of learn that? Cause I feel like I'm getting better at not losing.
I'll tell you, the easiest way I can explain it is you understand more about what the seller's thinking.
Yeah.
You understand more about how the agent and the listing agent is involved in the process and how to communicate with them.
Yeah.
And when you start learning these subtle things, I can't always teach these things, but if you can learn some of those things, then you can learn how to leverage your buyer in a position where you're going to get agreement.
I almost don't think it's that teachable. Some of it is for sure, but that, like, I feel like that's why I'm asking that is because the percentage of what I write that gets accepted is dramatically higher than it was when I was brand new, you know? Because again, it comes down to, it's almost like the way I thought was thinking about it was almost the same way we do the podcast and make the clips. It's like you try a bunch of different things and then you start, once you write a contract that wins and you understand why it wins, then you kind of, you stick to that to a degree. You're going to change, every contract's different, but this, the bones of it, once you figure out the structure, it's like,
and contracts a part of it, but yeah, there's a few things that are duplicatable that I would recommend anytime you engage in trying to win a contract with a seller. I've written probably about 50% of a book on how to win in a competing market. I've got a bunch of the material set up.
You know, you should call it
what?
Instead of how to win friends and influence people, how to win offers and influence agents.
Well, that's one component of it. There's more than just influencing agents, but yes.
Same for the title. Like sure. Rip off Dale Carnegie.
Yeah. And I'm sure Dale would have no problem with that. There's generally other things. And normally I would have an agent reach out and say, hey, we've got multiple offers. What, you know, an agent asking me for advice. Every time it's different. Like, I've got to know about what the scenario is, where are they at, how much is the house, where's our buyer at, how competitive can they be? And then we're going to set up a scenario where they'll give as much as they realistically should, and the seller will come down realistically as much as they should, and we'll make it work. Mm-hmm. There's a way to make that work. Every deal is different.
Yeah.
But there are probably a good core 8 to 10 things that every single agent could do in order to improve their chances on winning.
Yeah.
And I give a lot of my advice directly to buyers, and I give it directly to agents. They're different in the way that they approach it.